Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 20th day of September, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Very important Sunday transmission. Of course, we have a syndicated radio show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we take Saturday off, and I come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m., to look at the week that has just passed and the week ahead. Very important news on multi-fronts today that we're going to be covering right after this quick break coming up in a moment. First off, we're not even looking for eugenics news, and it's everywhere. It doesn't matter if I go to CNN, or it doesn't matter if I go to Drudge Report. It doesn't matter if I'm reading the local paper here in Austin. It doesn't matter if I travel somewhere in the country. Literally 30, 40, 50 mainstream news articles a day saying there needs to be a tax on having more than one child. That is the one-child policy. That's how it began in China. This is the eugenicist system for eugenics, and it's openly being announced. With that, though, look at this Newsweek, the case for killing granny. And then it goes on to say it's good to kill her. Curbing excessive end-of-life care is good for America. Evan Thomas. I was a teenage death panelist. There are death panels. That's what the bioethics boards do under the socialized healthcare model. So they deny out of one side of their mouth what they're doing, and out of the other side, they push it. And that's a psychological warfare tactic. So we're going to go over that first in detail after this break. Then in other news, Russia, 2 weeks ago, it came out in the Jerusalem Post that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had traveled secretly to Russia to make a deal on hitting Iran. A lot of people denied that that was what was really happening, but the Jerusalem Post said that was the case. Now Putin, the real president of Russia, and his surrogate, Medvedev, are both making noises that that is the case and saying, we now are going to help you put sanctions on Iran. And you see Obama saying for now they're going to back off on one missile system but put in another. Putin saying thank you. Looks like a deal was made to hit Iran. We're going to be talking about that. A bunch of other economic news. They're telling us that, hey, the Fed chairman may announce any day now that the recession's over, but it's a new type of boom economy where you don't have a job. Jobless recovery. So they've been spinning the unemployment numbers for years. They've been spinning the CPI for years. They've been spinning numbers on inflation for years and cooking the books. Now they're just going to tell you, oh, the economy's great. You went from a $20 an hour job to a $5 or $6, $7 an hour job, or you went from a $100,000 a year job to a $30,000 a year job, or you're off the unemployment rolls now because you just can't find a job. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Isn't this great? So that is all coming up after the break as well. And we're going to take a lot of phone calls today, specifically on eugenics and the whole larger system and program, what the elite of the planet believe, what they want, what makes them tick. That's all coming up after this break. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. If you're listening in Central Texas, it's 512-646-1776. So we're going to go to break, come back, launch into all of the important news today, and then, of course, take your phone calls on the economy, on the all the flu hype that's going on, big developments there. Very important radio show today. And you may be awake to all this. Are your friends and family members awake? Give them a call. Tell them to tune in, whether you're listening on a local AM and FM station, global shortwave, internet, satellite, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have the listen live links right up there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines in the information war. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours on this September 20th, 2009 Sunday edition. Okay, many of you that have been listeners for years know that since I got on air close to 14 years ago, coming up on 14 years in 1 month, I was aware day one reading United Nations government documents, reading the different statements put out by climate change panels, reading what the Club of Rome said, that the overarching reason for world government and a planetary regime by the world planners was so they could carry out forced eugenics, one-child policies, forced sterilization, euthanizing the old, and then finally going to a zero growth, not even allowing one child. Now, this is in the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. It is in Club of Rome documents. I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that details it. But earlier in 2009, an 1,100-page government policy book written by the White House science czar, and since then, I counted them up last week, we have bought 10 other books written by him or co-authored by him that say even worse things for the film I'm making, Fall of the Republic, that's now done and comes out October 21st. It's now being sent off later this week. We're doing a few final touches with music and things, making a few final cuts in the next 2 days, but it's being sent to be mass-produced this week and then goes on pre-sale later this week and will be shipping out to everybody on or before October 21st on DVD. But side issue, while researching Fall of the Republic, we purchased all the books written by this man. And then we purchased his co-author's books, books he co-authored with people, but books he didn't write by other people. And it's all how they're going to kill you and how they're going to get socialized health care and to carry it out, how they're going to bankrupt the economy by design to force you under government control so they can do it. And we're not reading the 10 books we bought of his. We did read most of this 1,100 pager. We just go to the footnotes and then read the subsections and Aaron has bought another probably 40, 50. There's giant stacks everywhere of eugenics books currently, you know, written the last year, last 5 years, last 10 years. It is a nightmare. It's very hard to sleep at night once you know this. And then you start going, oh, that's a government official in the Republicans. That's a government official in the Democrats. That's a government official in the Labor Party. That's a government official in the Tories in England. Oh, that's the German president or the German chancellor. And you go look them up and they're eugenicist. You don't get into power in the West unless you're a eugenicist. The Bushes are all into it. Obama's into it. Obama's science czar is the rock star of this. I mean, we've got video clips of him during his confirmation before Senator Jay Rockefeller, and Jay Rockefeller literally is worshiping him, saying, you walk on water, you are a god, we all admire you, you are the greatest man living. Because to them, we've identified John P. Holdren as the rock star. I mean, this is the man that decides how much fluoride's put in your water. This is the guy that decides when to roll out a vaccine program to sterilize you. This is the guy of how to roll out a plan to sell people only having one child. The average yuppie fool, when you talk to him, goes, well, there are too many people. And I go, well, do you want your water poisoned to sterilize you or to lower your fertility? And they say, no. Or some of them say, yes. I guarantee you, if they really thought about that, they wouldn't be for it. But that's how sick they are. And that's how the conditioning has seeped its way into our lives, that the average person out there has this kind of received common knowledge, common sense, like you don't play in traffic. That's real common sense. Don't go out in I-35 or a busy interstate highway and run around in front of cars. They have this, well, we've got to get rid of the people. And then you tell them and you go, but you aren't a member of the elite. And they say, oh, but Rob Jacobson, who does main editing here for us on the films, he goes to Whole Foods a few times a week. He likes it. I like it, too. It's nice, a little overpriced. But he goes in there, and he saw this on the store shelf, The Case for Killing Granny Newsweek. And while he's waiting in line, he flips it open, and it says, curbing excessive end-of-life care is good for America. And it's a eugenics argument about killing grandma. And he gets up there, and he knows the girl at the counter. Gets his little flirtation going on there, according to Rob. Rob's quite the ladies' man around here. But the point is that she said, oh, The Case for Killing Granny. And he said, what, you think that's interesting? And she said, yeah, I think it's a good idea. And he said, don't you understand this is eugenics? They want to do this to you, too. And she goes, yeah, there's too many people. And he said, but do you want to die? And she said, well, I guess so. Yes, I guess I need to be killed. And he said, are you joking? And she said, no. So here was one saying, humans are so bad. That's like Dr. Pianca, one of the heads of the biology department at UT. His graduate students have written me letters threatening me and bragging that Dr. Pianca only wants to kill 90% of us. I want to kill everyone. Here's my graduate paper. And you go read their graduate paper, and then you find out they're working in bioweapons now for the U.S. government. I mean, I got people writing me threatening letters that are doctors of biology working in bioweapons. And you start looking at who heads up the bioweapons programs. They call it biodefense because it's double-edged. And they're all eugenicists, just like the head of the Human Genome Project, Mr. Watson, who was in my film Endgame 2.5 years ago, a year after it came out. I said he was a eugenicist because of his writings. He came out and said blacks aren't even human, basically. Now, guess who writes about him and others admiring him? John P. Holdren, White House science czar. What did Obama do? He kicked in more funding for China's forced abortions on record and for abortions in Africa, where they say you get food stamp money in Africa, say in Nigeria, but you got to be sterilized or you got to have an abortion. Now, here's the deal. Newsweek, the last two issues, had one about your baby is a racist. And it said all whites are racist because the Western world is predominantly white. And because we use more resources, we're all bad and racist. We've got to stop having kids. Using guilt, saying stop having kids. But the real eugenics is pointed at the third world, keeping them from developing. But see, they sell it to white yuppies as, oh, we got to give the blacks and Latin Americans and Asians more. So I want to go over this today. But that was the issue 2 weeks ago. This is the September 21st. It always comes out a few days early. Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny. If you're watching a simulcast right now at prisonplanet.tv, if you're listening to the radio, you can just go to any bookstand store or go to newsweek.com and look at the latest issue. The Case for Killing Granny, and it's got a computer plug unplugged on the cover. And it says, now I covered Newsweek a month ago, had a thing about how beautiful it was that people were committing suicide for the earth. And had a picture of the Grim Reaper leading some. I mean, this is Soylent Green, taking you away to die. But there's a whole other wrinkle to this, and we're going to go over it when we come back after this quick break. I'm took my kids to Schlitterbahn the last day it's open, drove back today, get on the treadmill to jog, turn on CNN, and they've got a truth detector from lies to truth. Lies over on the green side, red is a lie over on the left side. And it was clearly slanted. It said, are there death panels? Lie. Do they restrict who you can see? Lie. Does it take over medical care? Lie. Does it restrict care to the old? Lie. And I've read the bill. It does all of that. But more importantly, it gives the different federal departments the control to, by fiat, do whatever they want. It gives them dictatorial power and allows them to take over health care. And I've had medical doctors on probably, 20 times last few months or more, gone over it all. But here they are in Newsweek saying, kill grandma. And then I'm watching CNN, and they're there pacifying people, going, none of this is true, none of this is true, none of this is true. Let me tell you what's true when we get back from these people's own sickening control freak mouths. See, in the religion of the control freak, nothing gets them more exciting than killing people and deciding who lives and dies. to 2,300 years ago, and you read the writings of Plato and other philosophers, they believe that Greece and the city-states were overpopulated then, and that war was necessary to reduce the numbers of the population who were, quote, this is from Plato, crushing the breast of earth. In fact, if you search engine the term Plato, crushing the breast of earth, you can read where he wrote that in his tome, his lengthy treatise, Plato's Republic. And Greek ideas then formed the Roman Empire. They were picked up by the Egyptians. They spread all over the world. The term eugenics was taken from two Greek words. Now, if you believe when there was less than a million people on the earth total that we were overpopulated, you believe we're overpopulated now when there are 6,800,000,000 people on the face of the planet. This is a very sophisticated issue. Certainly, and very nuanced, certainly a lot of our technologies are dirty. They do pollute the environment. They hurt us. They toxify Homo sapiens sapien, not just fish, not just birds, not just other animals. Clearly, cutting down a bunch of rainforests isn't good. Clearly, we shouldn't clear cut the sequoias. Clearly, conservation is a good idea. But if you understand that the modern conservation movement was founded over 100 years ago by the Rockefeller families and the British royal house of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, also known as Windsor, that they openly have written that they would create an environmental movement to make people value the earth so that people wouldn't have as many children and so that, quote, neo-feudalism, they use this term, I didn't coin it, and serfdom could be brought back in. If you study England 800 years ago, 500 years ago, 300 years ago, France, Japan 500 years ago, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, they had serf systems under a feudal system of government. The people were basically slaves. Take England 500 years ago. Serfs were kept on about 2% of the land, over 90% of the population. They were called the little people by the royals because on average they were about 2 feet shorter due to bad nutrition than the nobles. And the nobles wrote about how they would keep the people down and under their control. Julius Caesar wrote about this too in areas they'd captured, Germania, Gaul, Britannia, Albion, other areas, Judea. They would use food as a weapon. And they said if we keep the people at a subsistence level near starvation, they won't breed too much, so we have uprisings. And they said they will be so weak and pathetic, they won't be able to resist you. And you can take the better ones as house slaves. Oh, yeah, they didn't invent house slaves in this country. Romans and Egyptians and Babylonians and others would take the best slaves for themselves into the house. The rest were kept out on the plantations, the Roman plantations and others. And our entire plantation system came from Roman manuals. You can go study this in the history of U.S. and also Caribbean, Central, South American slavery and the transatlantic slave trade that started about 485 years ago. Started about 500 plus, but really got going about 485 years ago. And so that system was brought here, but with the African, because whites said we can't enslave whites anymore. Even though in many provinces of what is Germany today, like the main war province or county of Prussia, up until only about 120, you can look at 125, 130 years, forget the exact date, Hessian Germans were slaves raised. The Hessian slaves were brought up to be war slaves. That's where you get the term Hessian boots, big black boots, the Nazis, jack boots, war Prussian boots or Hessian boots. And their uniforms were dark blue or dark gray. Hence the German army, later once Germany was unified, adopted the Prussian model of a slave army, a warrior slave army. So you have to understand the elites just a couple hundred years ago believed in this system of eugenics, and they controlled their populations through serfdom. through feudalism, through total control. And if you were caught, even though your family was starving to death, going off the tiny, less than a half acre piece of property that each serf in England had, some areas it was even smaller, and getting a rabbit, picking up firewood, even though your family was freezing to death, you would be executed. Executed. You weren't even allowed to own knives. You had to have a special little license, leather license with a stamp on it, with a brand on it, to have a knife if you were in a noble service where a knife was needed. So total control, starving to death, 2 feet shorter on average. And the nobles enjoyed riding past the slaves. They enjoyed calling them little people, calling them dirty scum, calling them trash, calling them filth. And then if you go back to the Hundred Years' War and others, you would have British kings writing to their Norman cousins in France saying, we've got too many people, too many mouths to feed, we're having rebellions, we need to have a war. Who's going to invade who this time? And they even gave the British Brittany in France as a full-time landing zone where the French would let them land armies to attack them. And it was just cousins saying, we need to kill our slaves, let's have a war. I mean, these are public mainstream history. And I'm incorporating this into a future film. But the issue is, that's why when Galton came along 150 years ago and coined the term eugenics, he was only scientifically codifying the social Darwinistic rationale for this control and saying we're killing, we're enslaving, we're poisoning the people for their own good because they're scum and they deserve it. They are scum and they deserve it. So you can argue that in Plato's time, 2,300 years ago, that there were too many people. You can argue today there are too many people. But the issue is you need to also understand this is a cold-blooded system of control. And from the elite's perspective, it's a way to dumb you down so you're more manageable and to cull your numbers. Because human life has always been cheap. But now human life is seen by the elites as a negative. It is seen as something that is trash, garbage. It has a negative value that needs to be gotten rid of. And then you get into the fact that once a country industrializes, the population goes negative. You have less people born than we're already living. The Western world's average for every two adults is they have 1.3 children. That is an extermination genocide rate already from Japan to the United States. Now, for every Western nation, and I've read eugenics documents like the 1949 Royal Commission on Population issued by His Royal Highness, the King of England. It was right before Queen Elizabeth took the throne, before he died. And they said, if we industrialize the third world, they'll stop having as many kids, but that will actually build them up. So we'll make sure they keep having more kids for the next 30, 40 years. Then we'll just euthanize and kill them with other weapons to keep their numbers down. But it doesn't matter. The average yuppie thinks people need to die. The yuppie doesn't understand that they're in the crosshairs as well. We'll come back. Stay with us. It is the Sunday edition. Your calls are coming up. Toll free, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. A lot of important news on the flu front. That staged event that's going on, we'll be breaking that down. And I'm going to go to your calls, and I know we're all over the map here in just a moment. But I wanted to give you some of the history of eugenics and this idea of the elite to keep the people poor, dumbed down, distracted. The Romans, as they got more and more corrupt, used the gladiatorial events, sporting events, to distract and divert the population. They didn't want men thinking of their identity as standing up for their families and freedom. So they made their identity about sports and gladiatorial events and chariot races. And they wrote about how they were controlling people. And the more decadent a society, the more sports, the more obsession with celebrity, the same things are happening today. And the White House science czar openly calls for poisoning the water to sterilize you and your family, to euthanize old people. All of this in his own book, Ecoscience. Then you have the current issue of Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny, Curbing Excessive End-of-Life Care is Good for America. So see, all these years we told you, when they call for legalizing euthanasia, that's because in their own policy reports, they want to force you to die. They want to kill you, not just give you the choice to take a bunch of pain pills or to take a bunch of drugs and die if you want that choice. And now they're admitting that's what this is about. And then you open up Newsweek and they have a flashback to the article from the week before, Is Your Baby Racist? And then it just goes on to basically demonize and create more racial division and talk about the carbon footprint of your baby and how the West is evil and how we've got to have a lower standard. But they're not going to raise the third world. They're going to lower the third world and lower the United States and other Western countries, just like NAFTA and GATT. Ross Perot, I've gone back and watched those debates between Ross Perot and Al Gore from Larry King Live back in 1994. And Perot's giving him statistics from other open borders trade deals where both the third world country and the first world country both have a standard of living drop and wages go down except for the top 0.1%. And that's the same thing that's now happening here. Now they gauge your recession by how the elite is doing and how the banks are doing. Well, they're doing great. They stole $23.7 trillion in the first 10 months since the bailout. We haven't gotten the new numbers the last few months. It'll be over $28 trillion with the way they've been stealing money. Unlimited. The Federal Reserve won't say where the money went. And my film, Fall of the Republic, coming out October 21st, covers all this. It's just so mind-boggling to see them get away with all of this. And to now hear them say the economy is good when the ultra rich are doing well. And when the ultra rich are becoming even more wealthy and consolidating power, and they're saying this is a jobless recovery. So this is the new America and the new system worldwide where the banks implode the economy and the majority of your tax money goes to pay interest on debt, because the tens of trillions that the United States and other countries have given to the private central banks, we don't just give them that money. We pay interest on them to the money we give them. I'm not kidding. So there you have it. Is your baby racist? The case for killing granny. It goes on and on. Now, without even looking for this news the last few days, it is just everywhere. They are brainwashing the entire public with eugenics and saying the earth will do better, the economy will do better if we have less people. And they're focusing this in the West, where we already have a 1.3 population replacement rate. For every two parents, they have 1.3 children. The United States is a 1.8, but if you take out the immigrant influx, it's 1.3. Now, this is without looking for these headlines. You can search engine the term babies climate change, and you will get hundreds of articles per week. This is AP, birth control could help combat climate change. As if climate change isn't normal with the seasons or the sun. It's been proven that global warming being man-made is a fraud. Giving contraceptives to people in developing countries could help fight climate change by slowing population growth. Okay. Here's another one, ABC News. Huge population boom, a massive challenge. Here's Salon. Condoms against climate change. Here's the Washington Post. When it comes to pollution, less kids may be more. And it says babies are the number one cause. Put a tax on having babies. And they're already coming out saying put a tax on dogs in the United States. That's in my stack because they're bad for climate change. See, number one, carbon has this image of being dirty, like it's soot. Carbon dioxide is a gas. It's not carbon. But they call it carbon. And carbon dioxide is what plants breathe. But they say we need more trees. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. It's totally made up. And they brag, the UN brags, by taxing carbon dioxide, they control and can tax the entire biosphere. they can tax all human activity on this planet and make it a crime. And that's what the Club of Rome, big UN eugenics group, says it's all about, making humans the enemy. Now, I'm done talking about that for now. I would hope of all these dozens of callers that we've got that have called in here that some of you would want to talk about this issue. But I know you'll be all over the map, and that's fine. Then coming up next hour, UN shock report, swine flu could kill millions, pandemic may result in anarchy, London Observer. And we're going to go over that article coming up in the next hour. We're also going to get into what's really happening with the economy and Obama, as I said he would do in January, and as we put in my film that came out in March, The Obama Deception, calling for a new bank of the world you pay your carbon taxes to. Everything you do, you'll have a tax added to be paid to a new private international bank. The same banks that bankrupted us now get total power out of what they created. And he's saying that's the only way to save the economy. And that's in Bloomberg and AP. So that is coming up. Right now, let's go to Sam in Florida. Sam, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just got a couple quick questions I wanted to ask you. One, instead of, I feel like I'm living in a schoolroom and I have to go to school every day, and I've got a bully sitting across the room from me saying he's going to kick my butt, he's going to kick my butt every day. Do you eventually go over and confront the kid and just punch him in the head and get it over with, or do you run from school and don't go back to class? That's what I feel like I'm up against the New World Order here.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If we weren't having any success waking people up in mass, I tune into talk radio, TV, everybody's starting to learn what eugenics means. They're starting to find out about the world government. We're beating the carbon tax. We're beating the North American Union. They're still coming on, but we're stalling them. We're having big victories. If we weren't having victories against so much of what was happening, we wouldn't have a choice as they pressed in on us with their tyranny, but to resist. But because we're waking so many people up peacefully, because the military and police and other people are waking up in record numbers, Ron Paul got more political contributions than any other political candidate in both parties, another sign that people are waking up. We don't want things to be violent. The feds staged 9/11 and Oklahoma City and other terror events to be able to use the police state apparatus against the public. So they want violence. So whoever fires first loses. So no, you don't want to go get in a shooting war. Besides, let's say you go have a shooting war with local police. You get killed, they get killed. The cops are just totally mind controlled like the general public. They don't know what eugenics is. They don't know about John P. Holdren. They don't understand when they see Newsweek saying kill grandma, what that means. I mean, they may not like it, but they don't understand that pure evil's now being sold. Okay, Hitler was man of the year in Time magazine twice. He was worshipped by the left in this country. I've gone to the film archives and pulled all the top left worshiping him because he was a eugenicist. We're going to beat these people. But does that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Just my last question, and I'll let you go to another caller. Have you heard of this rumor of October 11th of there being an atomic bomb delivered?
There is always new rumors, and I never get into them, but no. Here we go. We'll be right back. Coming up in the next hour, we first talked about this 4 or 5 months ago when they first introduced the legislation. But because they couldn't pass the legislation, the feds just said it's a policy. $15 million fine. I have AP and Fox News right here. That give me a close shot for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. New government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales nationwide. $100,000 per infraction, up to $15 million for related infractions. This is about making everybody criminals. That's what the war on drugs is. The government ships in and controls the majority of narcotics. They only raid their competition, the big dealers that bring it in, and then low-level dealers. It's a tax. It's the same thing here. They want an excuse to get in your daily life. It's going to be federal grants, just like taking blood without warrants in Texas is a federal grant. First, it was they took it with a fake warrant, now no warrant, into the Fourth Amendment, just total tyranny. Now they come out and say, we're going to have every town and city, they're going to have a list of thousands of toys on a laptop and parts. They come in, you're selling a toy, a wagon, something you have no idea. Most parents don't read the recalls on toys from 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago. You're selling a wagon. You're selling a toy. You're selling a table. $100,000 fine. And if you have multiple infractions, it goes to $15 million. This is all about, folks, they're going to micromanage every area, environmental home inspections, environmental fines and fees, environmental bureaucrats visiting your house, animal ID, premises ID to literally shut down small farms and ranches. That was written up several years ago, now being enforced by big agribusiness. Because they want to shut down small farms and ranches. They want to shut down local communities. They want to shut down garage sales and flea markets. And they're going to raid people. And they're a couple years in prison. You can read the entire, quote, handbook for resale stores and product resellers and garage sales. Prison time, $15 million fine. In fact, zoom in on that for folks right there. $15 million fine. Again, for radio listeners, we simulcast on the web at prisonplanet.tv. The radio show doubles as a TV show, so that's not confusing. Okay, let's go back to your calls. It's just, this is the type of news I have here. The UN's taking over the internet. The U.S. control of it ends in just a few weeks. They're openly saying the FCC domestically is going to restrict free speech on talk radio and internet. The FCC diversity czar says he wants the same type of regulation they have in Venezuela. I mean... Of course, this radio show is getting huge. Of course, InfoWars and Prison Planet are climbing the charts now together, bigger than WorldNet Daily, coming up on the Drudge Report at current growth rates within the next 14 months. But I'm not happy about that because it means I was right about everything and we were reading the documents correctly. And now everybody's freaking out. Well, you should be freaking out. I'm freaking out. This stuff is real, ladies and gentlemen. They want in your life. They want to get you in debt. They want to get you in the psychiatric system. They want to get you in the criminal justice system. They want to get you with national compulsory service, a new domestic draft that's introduced with massive co-sponsorship. It's all happening now. They want in every, that's what the airports are about. The feds admit searching you, making you take your shoes off. It's about training you to line up, be a slave, be body scanned. It's about making normal people who aren't criminals feel like they're criminals. This is a total criminal takeover of society. And a lot of you are laughing right now, but when you get that $100,000 fine, then they'll go, okay, we'll just pay $10,000. We'll drop your fee and you'll plead guilty and get probation and think you got away with something for selling a toy you had no idea had lead in it. Meanwhile, the FDA says it's okay to put melamine in the milk. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports half of corn syrup products, that's the headline, 50% of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury. They don't care. They put poison in the water on purpose. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. Victoria in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have two quick things for you. One, I have a relative that works in a medical profession in the state of North Dakota. And she said that on Friday, some people came into the hospital and offered the H1N1 swine flu shot to the nurses there. And everyone took it except a few people. And, of course, she didn't take it because I told her what I heard on the show. So she said immediately two of the nurses had very negative reactions. Both of them lost most of the mobility in the arm that they had the shot in. And then one of them broke out in a red rash and everything, and was in a lot of pain.
And there won't be, there probably won't be any having kids for them either.
I know. And she said that she took Benadryl and it still did not help her.
Well, let me just tell you, there's an internal, what you need to give the nurses is just search engine, secret CDC report, brain damage, vaccine. Okay. And they admit that they know that it has caused it in the past and is causing it. There's a Reuters article In fact, get Burmese to reprint it. I forget the headline, saying get ready for a bunch of deaths, but it's not going to be from the vaccine. You're just going to think it is. Here's the good news. In New York, over 50% of the nurses have said no. That was in the AP. And a lot of people in Europe are saying no. But yes, I'm going to talk about flu next hour. What did she think? I mean, did the nurses get freaked out when suddenly their arms got paralyzed?
Absolutely. They were very freaked out and everything. And, you know, and I'm glad she listened to me because I begged her not to take the shot. And she listened to me. But as a result, she's not like the other ladies. But I'm going to keep you posted on what happened to them. Because she said one of them didn't even get to come back the work the next day, so I don't know what's going on with her.
Well, here's the deal. We've had top scientists, brain surgeons, virologists on, and they've said that the adjuvants, key word, write that down, folks, adjuvants, they put record squalene adjuvant that makes your body have an autoimmune response so that they can use less of the attenuated flu virus, the H1N1. And they tried, the last time they tried large amounts of adjuvants, squalene-based, in the late 90s and early 2000s with troops, with the smallpox and anthrax, but mainly anthrax shot. This is like mainstream news. It killed a bunch of troops and caused others to have autoimmune responses and become partially paralyzed, fully paralyzed, or to have brain disorders and die. Their bodies attacked their own brainstem and literally ate the brainstem, turned into like yogurt, you know, liquefied it. Now, this is the key. This vaccine has, there's five different companies, but conservatively has double the adjuvant, and some of the batches have five times, that's mainstream news, five times the adjuvant. So you're, I mean, this is really a test to see if they can screw everybody up, kill a bunch of people, hurt a bunch of people, and then nobody gets in trouble, and the media just soft soaps it and whitewashes it and makes excuses. This is all a big beta test to see what they can get away with. Just what did I say 3 years ago? From the studies, we knew that Gardasil was killing a large percentage, a large minority, and paralyzing many others, and causing huge brain swelling with the human papillomavirus Gardasil. Now, since then, it's all over the news. It's hurting people. They don't care. They were given government liability protection. Now, again, I didn't pull this out of my hat. It was in the trials, and I had women on, one woman whose daughter died, another woman whose daughter was paralyzed, a 13-year-old cheerleader in perfect shape. They get paralyzed. Rashes break out, then blood starts pouring out the rashes, and now you just search engine the term or go to YouTube, girl dies from Gardasil, and you'll see local newscasts. It never makes it national. All over the country, this woman going, I gave my 14-year-old the shot, and she's dead a week later. I mean, ma'am, this is massive, but do you see what I'm saying?
Terrible, and the other one I wanted to tell you about was like in the state of Florida, the criminal justice system is changing the laws to make up any kind of criminal charges to arrest people. And then once they put them in the jail, they feed them toxic chemicals in their food and in the drinks they give them. And then they're sterile. They can't have children after that.
Well, now that was, they did catch him in Alabama doing that with black men, with several studies, not just Tuskegee, but Huntsville, Texas. It came out in the Houston Chronicle. The jail guards finally complained because the bioweapons they were testing on the people in Huntsville got into the guards and then into Huntsville in East Texas. So, yes, ma'am. Look, they're in Newsweek saying kill old people. And then when we say, hey, the health plan wants to keep care from old people, they call us conspiracy theorists. But then out of the same side of their mouth, these control freak eugenicists posing as leftists say, let's get rid of grandma, the case for killing granny, with an image of a plug pulled out of the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got his textbook. I've got the government handbook, Ecoscience. It's all in here. I've read most of the 1,100 pages. I can't read his other 10 books. They're doing this to us. But it's so dastardly, the average person can't believe this is actually happening. Wake up, folks. It's real.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go through your calls a little bit quicker. It's just that caller calls in about the nurse's arms being paralyzed after they take it. And that's exactly what we've got in the literature this stuff does, and it just freaks me out. It freaks me out that Rob was at Whole Foods. The girl said, oh, the case for killing Granny. She said, I agree with that with health care. And he said, yeah, that's eugenics, getting rid of people for the environment. Saying it's for the environment. She said, yeah, I think I should die. Well, he said, do you want to die? She said, yeah, I think I should be forced to die for the environment. And he said, are you joking? And she said, no, this is brainwashing. I'm going to get into that. $15 million fines at garage sales, total control, whole new federal bureaucracy, government agents everywhere squeezing the hell out of you. It isn't enough to get $200 for going 5 miles over the speed limit. They're going to get everything you got if they find any toy that's recalled, as if you even know what's been recalled and what hadn't. You walk into Toys R Us once a year, I might go in there, and there's all these recalled toy board, as if the average person walks over and knows what toys are recalled. But you end up, some cases they're saying more than 10% of toys are recalled, or any other product. They're saying you're selling anything. A toilet seat that might have had some lead in the paint. You're going to prison and a $15 million fine. We're going to get into the flu news. Shock UN report, swine flu could kill millions. We're going to get into that. But right now, let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia. Tom, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Alex. I'm just one of the serfs from St. Simon's Island, Georgia. We were the host of the G8 Summit in 2004. You talk about eugenics. All you have to do is come here, put a yard sign in your yard, your property, and they'll come and kill you, as of what happened to Marty Reagan on September 10th.
What happened to him?
He had a yard sign in his yard. Code enforcement had stolen it off his property 6 times before when he wasn't home. He happened to be home on the 10th. Saw them coming up to steal his sign again. He came out, told him to get off his property. It escalated. They called the police, and the code enforcement officer actually said on the 911 call, send me backup because we need to kick this guy's ass.
They did.
Oh, they sure did. And the woman that was in the house came out and told the police to try and, you know, I can talk him down. Leave him alone. I can talk him down.
No. He's the one they want to kill. They want to show us who's boss. I see these news reports. We're in rural communities. In one case, 80-something-year-old people, they have dirt driveways in the middle of the countryside. The local government says, we've changed the codes retroactively, no grandfathering. You've got to pave it. They cut locks, go in, steal your car, and then if you complain, the police come and in one case arrested the guy, and now they're going to come and check all your garage sales and harass you. And if you get uppity, they're just going to call in a paramilitary SWAT team that's going to kill you because they're here to show an example. You're now slaves. You serve them. What's his name? I want to see this murder. What's his name?
Okay, and his name is Marty Reagan.
Marty Reagan. And
Glenn County, Georgia. I went to the county commission meeting, was given 5 minutes, and
were they proud of themselves? I bet they swole up thinking about the murder, but they were like,
let me tell you something. There were over 20 cops there. It was like, I thought it was because they were interested. No, they were there because they thought there was going to be a riot.
They were there to let you know that you exist for them, and you're going to die when they say die, and they're going to take your kids when they want, and they're going to have their way with you.
Well, let me tell you something. I told the county commission, because I wasn't going to wait on them, I hired the college auditorium on the 8th of October to have a public forum, because it'll seat at least 350, to go over the fact that they never had authority or jurisdiction to even walk onto his property to get a sign.
Are they proud of their murder?
Within 2 days, the GBI exonerated the policeman. He was talked out of his house. He came out with no weapon. They immediately tased him, which knocked him to the ground. It broke one of the wires, so he got up and started to run. They shot him with rubber bullets, and as he rounded around the side of the house, the cop
was in
the
back. Hey, this is better than deer hunt.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. Tom in Georgia called in with a man named Marty Reagan, who was not under the jurisdiction, we pulled it up, of the code enforcers. They're now going into the country, all over the country, but all over the nation. They go into rural areas and they say, no more grandfathering. You can't have a dirt road to your house, your ranch house, $5,000 fines a week, $2,000 fines a day sometimes. You can't have yard signs, no free speech. And I've seen the news reports where they arrest you. They beat you up. They whatever. And sure enough, the 911 call, the code enforcer said, call the cops out here. Marty put the sign back up 6 times. We got to kick this guy's butt, teach him a lesson. They came out, tasered him, and shot him to death as he ran. And I remember Chicago police a month ago, CBS News headline, police to shoot you when you flee, or police to shoot you when you run. In fact, pull that up too. But here it is, coroner, man at center of standoff dead. Witnesses say man pointed gun at code enforcement officer. So good. And listen, they're going to get to kill a lot more of us in this hunting the slaves, hunting the serfs, like Planet of the Apes as they hunt us down. New government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales nationwide, flea markets, charities, garage sales. Violators caught selling anything on the erroneous, enormous list face fines of up to $100,000 per infraction and $15 million for related series of infractions. The feds are going to pay local government to create new code enforcers without warrants to come into your garage sales. And if you don't submit, every town's got paramilitary police that guard the local drug trade. They're going to come kill you. And here in Texas, we got federal grants for warrantless blood checkpoints. First, it was fake warrants. Now they just don't even have warrants. This country's going to complete hell. And Newsweek's got the headline, the case for killing granny, curbing excessive end of life is good for America. It's all eugenics. And I'm going to read you some quotes from the White House science czar about how they are poisoning your water. But you don't care because Colt McCoy was going up against the Red Raiders a couple nights ago. And that's all that matters. And while you're busy fooled by all that, folks, your whole future, the banks have stolen $23.7 trillion in 10 months, and they know you're going to stand up, and they're ready with paramilitary brainwashed police to stomp your guts out. And they love what they've done, and the corporates have really set this up pretty. And don't worry, cops, you're going to lose your whole future, too, and live just like they do in Mexico or North Korea. Don't worry, you're going to get all the petty authority you want, living in a one-room shack with you and your sterilized wife. Go take your flu shots, all of you that believe the government. Just knock yourselves out as all these 10, 20, 30-year-olds all around us die of cancer. Just enjoy yourselves. Don't listen to me. Tom in Georgia, so you've got a public event coming up, and you said you tried to go to city council to talk about this guy getting killed, and there were 20 police there to let you know you're here to produce money, and that's it, scum. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Alex, you know, I'd like to write an article and send it to you if you can give me someplace where I can go. But the point is, I laid it out to the county commission how they were outside their jurisdiction from the very beginning. Code enforcement should have driven up, looked, saw that the yard sign was on the man's property and driven off. They have two prongs that they can use under police powers if the sign was morally offensive or if it was impeding traffic. Now, failing those three, you know, his private property, offensive or impeding, they should have left and then called whoever it was that made the complaint and say, sorry, it's not in my jurisdiction. But no, it's policy, like you say. This country is being run by policy, not the written law.
Power tripping people. Yes, yeah, send it to writers at Infowars.com. Double check all your facts or we won't post it. But thank you so much. Look, the bad police get promoted. I mean, in Texas, they take blood without warrants now. I mean, and you can make all your excuses all day. For those of you that love this, this is all so foreign banks can literally rape the daylights out of you. So get ready, all you people that love licking boots and love the system. I mean, I've got mainstream news here from the Washington Post. D.C. cops, Secret Service, close down streets, conduct sweeps so Michelle Obama can shop. And it goes on. I mean, that's what goes on in this country. We live in a third world country. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Houston. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Earlier this week, you were asking which issue we thought was the most important face that we're facing. I got three, and I want to highlight the third one especially because it ties in with eugenics. First of all, there's the economic. This is the taskmaster system to enslave the population at large.
Oh, they admit they're bankrupting things to make you dependent on them.
Them that way via abject poverty where they must then depend upon their rulers for survival. The second one is the political. This is a total police state control grid to enforce this enslavement, ensuring that the slaves are kept in line, quote unquote.
And the economy is built in. The economy is built
right
into the police state.
Right. And therefore, they obey whatever their masters tell them, no matter how unreasonable or abusive it is. And then the third one, and for me, this is the most dangerous. This is the socio-religious one. And this is the quasi-spiritual program that appeals to man's social-religious nature using emotionally-oriented propaganda and philosophies that...
That's right. The new religion is the green religion, which isn't green at all. It's about making humans the enemy. Killing grandma is wonderful. They say, they always say, Tom Daschle wrote a book saying, we're not going to give old people care. I have the book. I have the quotes. It's been in Bloomberg. Then when you say, hey, you said you want death panels, they go, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this, you bastard. Newsweek, the case for killing grandma, granny. And then it says it's good.
It bypasses the thinking process and influences the slaves without their knowledge, yet with their total cooperation, ensuring they remain dumbed down, docile slaves who cannot and will not fight. And this is what I wanted to get to. For me, the worst part of this whole thing is eugenics. It is a religion. These people are Satanists. We are their sacrament. This is about human sacrifice. You know,
90 to 95%.
What's that?
The 1996 United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, you can go to UN.org and read it, says that it is their religious sacrament for Gaia, and they say it's a form of human sacrifice. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. You can watch it free online or get the DVD from us, but the point is, we have close-ups of it blown up. These people are lunatics.
And see, Alex, the reason I see the third one, the socio-religious, as the most dangerous is because it's the most subtle. The economic and political ones, those are more in your face. People know there's something going on economically. Police state, that's being set up. That's out in the open now. But the third one, it's very subtle because look at eugenics, okay? They poison the water supply. They poison the food supply. They poison the vaccines with cancer viruses, the most deadly strain of the bird flu virus. They got the propaganda out there with the swine flu hoax to get people to take the shots, and that's what will kill them.
And then they say the pandemic was caused by a regular flu virus when it's them injecting it at people.
And then you've got them spraying us overhead via chemtrails. And so, this whole thing with eugenics, I see this is what it's all coming down to. And that's why I'm so glad that you made Endgame, that Dr. Len Horowitz made in Lies We Trust. I think those are the two definitive works. And then, of course, RX Generation, that the guy you interviewed a month ago came out with.
Drugging the kids. Look, I appreciate your call. Great points. I'm going to come back and take more calls, but... We read this book and scanned it. I mean, I don't just sit here and say eco-science. This thing's like $200 if you can get it. It's a government textbook. They're printing it again because it's sold out. But we have the book scanned. Just Google eco-science, prisonplanet.com, and it'll come up. You can read it. I mean, don't just sit there knowing all the sports scores and laughing at me. This affects all of you out there. You better get as knowledgeable about this as you are the Big 12. You better get as knowledgeable about the private Federal Reserve as you are about your Harley Davidson. And I like football and Harley Davidson as much as the next person. I'm just telling you, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm a red-blooded American. It upsets me to know this, but I've got his quotes. Forcibly and unknowingly sterilize the entire population by adding infertility drugs to the nation's water and food supply. Legalize compulsory forced abortions carried out against the will of pregnant women, as is commonplace in communist China, through a world government, a planetary regime. He says that. A world government to enforce this. $15 million fines for garage sales. We'll be right back.
was a highwayman.
Doesn't matter if you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, Asian, old, young. Whether you're listening in Japan or Venezuela, United States or Canada. Eugenics is what rules this planet. That's what the elite are into. That's what they want their world government for. They state it in literally hundreds of government policy reports and textbooks that I cite every day here. I read you the stinking quotes. I just read AP and Reuters and the Washington Post in just the last couple days. I'm not even looking for these articles saying we got to have a one-child policy. We got to put taxes on having kids. We got to have licenses on having kids. England is now starting basically licensing for kids. And see, you've been brainwashed. Yeah, there are too many kids. People should have licenses. That means you. That means no due process. A lot of you agree with this eugenics, not even knowing what it is, because you've been brainwashed. Because they write articles in Newsweek going, if we kill granny, it says kill old people. The cover says it. That you'll have more money. See, once they socialize everything, then they say, oh, look, you're paying for it. And then they sell you on going along with it. I'm going to cover the flu, huge developments on that front, on the other side, and your calls. But I want to give the number out for the end of the show. I don't really screen calls, but some days I ask for specific topics. So I'm going to take 4 or 5 calls that are here in front of me on the board, because we can take 100 calls. We open the phone system up for like a second and 20 calls come in. The phone system isn't open. I'm opening it now at 888-201-2244. For eugenics calls, do you have a comment on them saying kill granny? Do you have a comment on the White House science czar saying poison the water? And I'll assure you, the studies have already shown it's going on now. I've had the head of the EPA's union, a top toxicologist, on saying, yes, the term fluoride is hundreds of chemicals they put in. The sperm rates drop over 85%. Many women are sterile or semi-sterile. Barren. It's happening. And if you're a cop or a black man or a fireman or a white guy, whatever, whoever you are, you may think you serve this system and you're part of the winning team. You may like the police state. You better grow up and realize what you do to other people or what you go along with ends up happening to everybody. 99.9% of us are in the same boat. And you can't laugh at me. I've been right. They're setting up world government. This stuff is real. A federal bureaucracy for $15 million fines if you sell anything with lead in it at a garage sale, having no idea. This is total tyranny. I'm going to go quickly now. Make your points. We'll move to the next person. Archangel in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Man, I'm just, when I fired up the Drudge Report and CNN today and printed off 4 articles calling for one-child policies, it hit me pretty hard. I mean, they're just introducing their evil, and Bloomberg announcing with Obama a Bank of the World. I mean, it's all happening.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I just have some quick points, a couple things on the G20 protests and then one on eugenics.
They're openly saying it's all about the new green economy and, quote, martial law will be in the city.
Okay, well, basically, they took out the gun provision at 1708, so that's a good thing. They voted against it. Number two, there have been military choppers and gunships flying patterns over Pittsburgh. Number three, we're being heavily chemtrailed. Number four, the protesters can camp
out. By the way, that's now declassified. White House science czar, same eugenicist. Google John P. Holdren, geoengineering. They admit they're chemtrailing us. Go ahead.
Number four, we got some pre-protests going on at Point State Park today, made out of bailout the people, Women's Coalition, Tent Cities, Iraq, Veterans Against the War, Code Pink, and Veterans for Peace. About 500 to 1,000 people showed up for that. Number five, there's a severe shortage of places to stay, camp, or anywhere in and around Pittsburgh for anybody coming here. And
the G20 are the banking heads openly coming to finalize the plans, in their own words, a, quote, new world order on CNN, they said.
Right. I forgot what number I was on. But the last thing of G20 is, strangely enough, someone attacked a Pittsburgh police headquarters on the north side and put nails and spikes in the vehicles of like 8 to 9 vehicles.
I appreciate your call. And they always do that. In Denver Post, police caught attacking their own police, dressed up like anarchists, as a pretext to have a crackdown and take people's rights. And we just put up Pittsburgh Post-Gazette headline on screen, police to get new unconstitutional powers during the G20. They're using that as an excuse as our rulers come to town to survey their slaves. Dan in New Mexico. Dan, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to thank you for your contribution to humanity, for waking me up in all areas, including vaccinations, which I have not allowed our newborn to be shut up with. You are my only source of news. I do understand that sometimes you get passionate and loud, but I, as well as others, know that you are true in your passion and can look past your outbursts.
Look, we need to find our humanity. People get mad about their team losing or winning. People should get upset about the Nazi-type stuff going on.
But that's one thing I've noticed, man, as I talk to more and more people about this. I was at the gun show today, and just randomly listening to people's conversations, they're all talking about taking away the guns, so they're open at least on that front at gun shows. But, you know, if people would just take 5 seconds, instead of looking up their sports teams on ESPN and look up the definition of fluoride, sodium fluoride, find out that Alcoa, you know, it's a hazardous waste, and they put
it's between 130 and 300-plus chemicals. That term fluoride is between 130 and 300-plus chemicals they dump in the water.
Just like other spices that you'll see on some of your foods, that can be up to 15,000 different ingredients.
MSG.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. You know, nobody that I know would actually take a shot glass full of straight fluoride or straight chlorine, but they'll drink it and bathe in it every day in their water.
And here's the deal about chlorine and fluoride. It's cumulative poison. In fact, people don't believe me. Just search the term bone cancer fluoride. Here, let's do it together right now. Hundreds of government studies. In one study alone, some show higher, doubling in bone cancer. Absolute fact.
Oh, in fact, we'll do it. And it's told me it's good for me.
Here it is, WebMD. And it just goes, fluoride bone cancer. Go to the other articles, too. Well, thank you, sir. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Walter in New Mexico. Walter, you're on the air.
Alex Jones.
Welcome.
Hi, New York.
Okay, go ahead, Walter in New York.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to mention to see what your take is on this person that was confirmed, the new MTA chairman and CEO, Jay Walder.
Okay.
He was confirmed. He's the same person that was, on 201, he began working in in London. He was the director of finance and planning for transport for London, overseeing all public transport and roadways. He was also, it was on his watch that the 7/7 occurred.
Yeah, that was a total inside job.
Right, and I know that you covered that. I saw some of your films on
Terror
that.
Storm, yeah.
Right, and he was confirmed on the 10th of this month. That was a Thursday, and then Friday I received the news on the paper, and I am wondering if he does have a connection, why did they hire someone that was in London, and they brought him over here?
Look, great points. Appreciate the call. We got to go to break. We'll be right back after this quick break. More of your calls. I'm getting into the flu news and a lot more. Stay with us. You know, I always get calls saying, Alex, you yell too much, you scream too much, you get angry too much. Why is this radio show the number one alternative radio show / films website out there, period? Infowars.com is the biggest alternative website out there on all the rating services like Alexa, Google, Trends. Prison Planet is the second largest. So we have the number one and number two slot. But I didn't get on the air 14 years ago and start ranting and raving knowing that that would get the listeners. I am fundamentally angry. You know, I sat there. We went down to with my parents and my kids to barbecue and hang out outside by the river and to go to Schlitterbahn and Tube and stuff there in the Co Mall. And so we watch the football game. My mom's an intelligent, smart, great person, and she just gets so excited and so focused and so upset when UT fumbles the ball or doesn't do good. And I know she knows about all this other stuff, and I look at that and I think, here is everybody else in my family is the same way. And everybody in my mom, in my wife's family, and everybody I know, people that work in this office, a lot of them are the greatest passion in their life is sports, even though they know about all this. And all I'm saying is get excited. The sociologist 100 years ago wrote that they would build giant stadiums everywhere and get people obsessed with sports to take our normal tribal concern for our families and our communities and misplace it onto sports. If you look at television 50 plus years ago becoming popular, overnight, and sociologists have written a lot of white papers on this. It's in my new film, Fall of the Republic, coming out in October. We cover it some. We're going to cover it more in a future film on mind control itself. And we quote the sociologist who bragged that they use sports to control people. Your passion, your tribal passion for war should be about being free, not about a team, how a team's doing. And that's why it fundamentally upsets me so bad. It's normal to yell and scream for a football team, but then I yell and scream over Newsweek saying the case for killing Granny. And it tells you basically eugenics is good and we got to kill the old people. This doesn't upset anybody. The White House science czar saying we need to have a one-child policy and only be allowed to have one kid or put a tax on children. And all over the world, Australia's on the verge of passing a law. China has one that the U.S. funded in 1975 under treaty. Became law in 1981. Started as a tax, then became a law. I'm upset about that. I know the big picture. I'm somebody whose head is screwed on straight. I read government documents saying they're going to take my guns, try to take my children, turn bureaucracies loose on me for the smallest environmental infraction, huge fines, years in prison. Now it's going to happen with the garage sales under environmental laws. 2 years in prison, $100,000 fine, first infraction, $15 million, second infraction. That upsets me. I know what tyranny is. I know the value of liberty. And I just want to get people upset and focused on real issues here. How can you be normal and know this and not get upset? But I read the sociology papers written in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and then there have been newer ones written, where they brag how up until the 50s in England and the United States and Canada, parks were always full of families. People played in their front yards. They knew their neighbors. They went down and talked about politics at the barber shop. But as soon as television came in, within a week of communities getting TV, no one was outside anymore. It was rare. They killed our humanity. So I use the television to try to reach in as a life preserver through their system and to warn people. That's why we've got Fall of the Republic coming out. That's why I made the Obama deception. That's why I've made all these films. That's why I do 6 days of radio. That's why I'm going to be here till midnight, all week long working, because I morally can't sit on my butt and not do something about this. I have to get angry and get focused and do everything I can to beat these people. That's why I also consulted on and am one of the main people in Camp FEMA, Out of the Ballpark, important film, available discounted out of the gates at InfoWars.com. Just came out Friday. We're already shipping it out to everybody. We started shipping a few days early. Camp FEMA, American lockdown. You want to see the FEMA camps, the concentration camps, the proof, the government documents, the video, the interviews, the facts. All the rumors end. The documentation begins in Camp FEMA, available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Another film I made, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo. You can get it free at InfoWars.com when you get it with the Obama deception, with the late, great Aaron Russo, covering the eugenics, what the Rockefellers told him about how they plan to exterminate people. It's in here. Top Hollywood producer, Aaron Russo, blows the whistle. Reflections and Warnings. He called me down to Houston. He said, I'm probably not going to make it. Don't tell anybody that. I'm doing cancer treatment. I've been fighting cancer for 4 years. come interview me because I may, and he could barely get up in a chair when I interviewed him for this. Available at InfoWars.com. New World Order aired on IFC. This is the expanded director's cut with a bunch of extras. There I am on the cover of the film and on the back. Important film if you want it. Available at InfoWars.com, discounted, or 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at InfoWars at P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. Now, I'm going to go to the final segment here in a little while after I cover the flu news. And I'm going to take these eugenics calls that are here on the board. Jesse and many others that are patiently holding. But I wanted to go over this piece of news for you that's here in my stack. This is Reuters. Flu experts gear up for pandemic vaccine worry. Reuters. 1 million heart attacks, 700,000 strokes, 900,000 miscarriages. U.S. public health officials want Americans to know this will happen every single year with or without the swine flu vaccine. So they're telling the doctors if somebody gets sick or dies after they take this, the vaccine didn't kill you. Now, how obvious when there's been all these other problems in the past with vaccines? Yet this year, they know a significant number will be blamed on H1N1 vaccine, which will roll out within weeks, and they're struggling to be ready. They expect an avalanche of so-called adverse event reports, which are reports of death, illness, or other health trauma that occur within 2 weeks after receiving treatment, in this case, the flu vaccine. So there you go. Now listen to this. London Guardian today. Swine flu could kill millions unless rich nations give £900 million or $1.5 billion. UN's shaking everybody down for money. And the UN is running the level 6 global pandemic, so the U.S. and other countries are under UN control. The UN brags this is all a drill, at least at bare minimum, to train all the major nation states to go under UN control. UN report says pandemic may result in anarchy unless Western world pays for antiviral drugs and vaccines. And then they show a guy dead on a gurney here next to his wife to scare everybody. The swine flu pandemic could kill millions and cause anarchy in the world's poorest nations unless $900 million can be raised from rich countries to pay for vaccines and antiviral medicine, says a UN report leaked to The Observer. As if Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett giving $80-something billion for vaccines. Of course, Bill Gates is on record on Bill Moyers saying he's for eugenics. And his dad heads up Planned Parenthood. Oh, yeah, he's got some shots for you. The disclosure will provoke concerns that public health officials will not be able to stem the growth of the worldwide H1N1 pandemic in developing countries, even though this is starting off as a very weak flu and kills a low number of people compared to the regular flu. They don't care. They're fear-mongering. So I wanted to go over all of that. And throughout the weekday show, we're going to be covering this in detail. There's a great detailed report written by Mike Adams, The 10 Lies Told by the Mainstream Media About Swine Flu. Let's get Mike Adams on this week. We're also getting Lou Rockwell on, Dr. Blaylock again about this, and Dr. Horowitz is coming on. We're going to come back and go over the 10 lies quickly, just the bullet points, not the detailed links and fact sheets under it. So you can go read the full article at InfoWars.com. Then we're going to race through your eugenics calls in the final segment. Get angry, get upset, get focused. Don't believe me, go research these facts. I mean, is it good that Newsweek's calling for killing grandma? The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts. We'll be right back. segment on this Sunday transmission as we wage war on corruption and crash through the lies and disinformation. On the last official day of summer, September 20th. Lie number one, there are no adjuvants used in the vaccines, though they admit there's massive mercury, which is an adjuvant, and squalene at record levels. Lie number two, the swine flu is more dangerous than seasonal flu. That's not true. We have all the hyperlinks to that. Lie number three, vaccines protect you from the swine flu when they admit it's already mutated and didn't protect you. Vaccines are safe. How can the journalists be saying this when there's a huge history of them killing people and maiming people? Lie number five, that the vaccine isn't mandatory. And they're certainly pushing it and implying it is in many workplaces and in schools with color of law. Number six, getting a vaccine shot is a good bet on your health. It goes on. Lie number seven, the vaccine isn't made with attenuated live virus. Yes, it is. Lie number eight, wash your hands to avoid exposure when almost all of it is inhaled through the nose into the mucous membrane. Lie number nine, children are more vulnerable to swine flu than adults. Lie number 10, there is nothing else you can do beyond a vaccine or Tamiflu when all the medical doctors we've had on have said vitamin D is the key. Several times a week, get at least 30 minutes of direct sun on your body. That's what produces it in the body, the real type your body can absorb. Not to mention getting lots of sleep, lots of vitamin C. Every time I have medical doctors on, I say, what do? Get a lot of sleep, eat healthy, don't drink, don't smoke, and get a lot of sun. Okay, let's go to your phone calls, eugenics phone calls. We'll go through all the calls as well here. Let's talk to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, I can sense your passion, and I could tell why you're so upset. And, you know, it's about time that these people get, exposed for these things, and I think if enough people rise up, they that's what people don't want to hear about this stuff. You know, they're too busy, doing other things, and something has to be done.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. And that's it. People think it's a virtue to not care, to be selfish. Meanwhile, all this tyranny just grows around us. We have to get involved. We have to get informed. Sinclair in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I'm getting married, and I want for a marriage license. You have got to see the hoops they make you jump through as far as your medical history to get it all on record. That's for blood tests.
Do you know how marriage licenses began? They began for blacks. They didn't want blacks to be able to marry blacks, much less whites. And so under the different laws, they created marriage licenses, and that was set up by eugenicists as well. The family courts that are outside due process and aren't legitimate, they were set up for eugenics.
They're basically catalyzing people into their, blood types and disease types and genetic history and things like that for marriage.
Well, it's worse than that, sir, and I appreciate your call. You got a bad phone. At birth, if you're 36 years or younger and born in a major hospital anywhere in the Western world, a United Nations database was secretly set up. I had congressmen on more than 12 years about it, 12 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. Your blood is taken at birth and put into a DNA database. John in Louisiana. John, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I actually have eco-science. And on 787, they talk about capsules or something to sterilize people. Like, it's like a nano capsule or something, like some bot.
Yeah, they say they'll give you pills that sterilize you, implantable chips that sterilize you, put drugs in the water to sterilize you, forced abortions, environmental eco taxes, and now it's all being pushed.
Yeah, and it's like they're, like, praising China for all their accomplishments on eugenics at the same time. It's just,
and he calls for a planetary. He calls for a planetary regime to enforce it. Go ahead.
Yes, and how they sterilize the Native Americans is also very terrible. And I remember in Endgame you mentioned that. about how they sterilize the Native American women on the reservation.
Yeah, they still do that.
What do you think is the future? Do you think they're going to try to, attack the Indian reservations when they're trying to establish this police state through the swine flu?
They already are, and the swine flu will probably just blow over. It's a drill over federalization and to train people to take inoculations. Thank you, John. Let's talk to Flying Fish in Texas. You're on the air, Flying Fish.
Okay, we've seen this come for years and years. It started years ago when they first started putting fluoride in the toothpaste and in the water, telling it was good for us. And, heck, I've been listening to you almost since the day you were on the air. We were in Kingsville when they took over the police station and the whole city there in Kingsville. So
that's right. The Delta Force did a martial law takeover drill 300 feet from Casa Ricardo nursing homes. One lady had a heart attack. The Delta Force was there. We went down there, and the Delta Force told locals not to talk to us. They then went to Alice. The police chief admitted foreign troops were there. We interviewed Thomas Sanchez, the emergency management head. He said, look, I'm a Vietnam vet. I'm going to tell the truth. They told us this is for gun confiscation drills. So when the feds really take over, the people go along with it. Then they tried to bribe the San Antonio police chief. I went and interviewed him. And then the Austin American Statesman attacked me and said that I was telling the truth, but that I was still a kook. But yes, that's the martial law takeover drills. But you live there unannounced. Tell folks what that was like.
Oh, it was absolutely scary. We've been listening to you. We've been hearing about this, but to actually see it come down and to actually see the black helicopters, the black bus, and to see the men coming down in their black suits. Yes, it definitely did happen.
They're in every town, and most towns take the money. When the police chief said, no, I won't have you here for secret drills to scare people for acclimation, they brought into city officials satchels of $100 bills and said, just work with the Army. Keep the money.
Exactly. And it's not just in this state. It's happened in other states as well. And the difference.
They fired into a restaurant and almost killed people in Miami.
That's right. And it's been on the West Coast. So Oregon, Washington, things like this have happened all the time. But
and then when locals complain, the local news says you're insane, even as buildings are on fire. They quietly lease buildings, blow them up, they're on fire. And then when I went down to San Antonio, because even though the police chief said no, they still did it. And this was in WorldNet Daily. They're the only ones to pick it up. They called the Army and they admitted it. They came up and Mike Hansen was videoing with me and Mike wouldn't put his camera down. The guy pulled out his .45, stuck it to Mike's chest, and said, give me that camera. And they took the tape away from Mike. I mean, I've had the Army with .45s out. I mean, this is what America is.
But
anything else?
Still must keep your passion. Yes, I think we're missing a bet with this eugenics. All of the famous actors that have the children that are either have autism or have Down syndrome or all of these, they realize they're focusing on just the old people. They're going to go through with every child that is not quite right and take them out. They're going to hit the children, children's hospitals, the asylums. The next will be our military hospitals.
You're right, but that's only classical eugenics created by Galton. In 1843, that's the public eugenics is we're going to get rid of the retarded, get rid of the old, get rid of the ugly, get rid of all these groups, and then we're going to build a super race. Hitler picked up on that in Mein Kampf. He thanks Margaret Sanger, other U.S. eugenicist groups he thanks. That's only one system. The real system of eugenics is actually targeting the strong and healthy that aren't part of the elite. That's why they poison the water and the food.
Exactly. It's because they're creating the fiefdom and the serfdom. And those serfdoms that don't live out to be the potential that they want them to be are expendable.
Good point,
everyone,
ma'am. Good point. And in closing here, and I'm sorry I can't go to other calls, we're just out of time. Aldous Huxley, who wrote Brave New World, he wrote Brave New World Revisited, but he wrote Brave New World in 1933. Before he died in 62, you can just go search the term Aldous Huxley speech, Berkeley, California. 1962, he said, look, this is eugenics. He was married into the Galton family. My brother, who runs the UN as the United Nations UNESCO head, he's a eugenicist, and he's the father of transhumanism, his brother, Julian Huxley. This is our real plan. And he said, what we wrote in this book is what we're really going to do. By 2000, we'll be drugging your water, dumbing everybody down to serve us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's hardcore real. Read Brave New World. That's what they've got planned. Great job, crew.